Okay, so we continue. Today we'll actually finish the topic of Ben. We are on page 258 in the Sefer. The learning today should be Yischos and Reb Yaakov Yosef ben Chaim Menachem ben Sion. Should also be Yischos Le'ili Nishmas Sarah Bas Chaim Tzvi, who is one of our participants' grandmothers. May her neshama have an aliyah as well. Should also be a schuss for Fur Shlema, for Chaim Moshe Shur, and Malka Chenda, and Menorachol, Chanalea, Bashen, and Rachel, Abadati, Ben Peril, and Rafal Chaim Nisanel, Ben Mashaliba. I hope I got that right. As well as a schuss for all those in a Makam Sakana and Yisrael, including Azrael Baruch Ben Penina, and Daniel Shlomo Ben Rosteka. Okay, so we're talking now about the obligation that a son has to a father in terms of kibbutz. He says, so a son has a chiyuv to honor his father and to fear his father. Let's say your father does not learn Musar at 2:15 every day, and he doesn't treat you properly. Okay, what do you do then, right? So you're stuck between a rock and a hard place. Your father is failing achinuch. So he says, even if he gets angry at you, hits you, curses you, beloy davar, for no reason, machmas ezer tzah sheyesh b'liba mikri hazman, because of some outside circumstance. Maybe he's under a lot of pressure. Maybe things aren't doing well at work. Maybe there's shalom bayis issues, and so he's taking it out on you. V'yish b'chalav chamasai, he lets out his anger on you. Ay machmas midoysev shalav v'chesron daitai, or your father is a chesron das, or your father is not someone you should be emulating. Oh, sarech das ba bein lizbala kolich bad mitzvahs kainai. So the mindset you should have is because there still is a mitzvah of kibbutz, and still you should not sort of push back at your father, but rather you should be soivel it to the point where you say, I'm doing this l'shem shemayim. And there is a concept that we learn many times in when we talked about bitachon and we talked about the Beis HaLevi on bitachon, that no one else can harm you if it's not the Ratzon Hashem. And so the mindset you have is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to be hit, because if he didn't want me to be hit, for whatever reason, my father would not be hitting me right now. Now, obviously, this is within limitations. If someone is being abused, we are not talking about that. Don't argue with your father. Don't yell back at your father. Don't respond harshly to your father. And certainly don't embarrass and disgrace your father. Bow your head, he says, like an egmoin. It's a type of reed. And basically, just deal with it. Don't falter over. The Gemara in Kiddushin tells us, when the sugya that's talking about Ibrav, the Gemara there tells about Dava ben Asina, who we remember him as the guy who made all that money from the Paraduma. But there is a famous story of him that was Kibrav, but there's a story of Kibraim where his mother lost her mind, and he was in front of the Gedolei Rome. And basically, because she was out of her mind, she took his wallet, I ripped his wallet out of his hands and threw it into the water. And basically, it cost him a lot of money. And this was publicly, this was embarrassed him basically in front of all of the noblemen. So over there, the Gemara says, she humiliated him in front of the Roman senators. Venotla took his wallet, threw it into the ocean, and he did not respond. He was saivalit. He did not embarrass her. So that's if your parent is loyalenu, not 100%. But umagam she'im avi v'imoy b'nei das. Now, certainly, if they are b'nei das, then the child has to take the attitude of, my parents know better than me. And even though I think I know, and even though I think they're wrong, but there's a piece of information that they have and that I don't know, and therefore they're right. If it seems like they're not acting properly, it's not because they are, it's because I don't understand something. He says, and that's very often what happens with children. So someone explained this to me, that there's three stages in life. When you're very young, you think your parents know everything. When you're like in elementary school, right? Your parents have all the answers, they know everything. When you become a teenager, so when you're in high school till about 20, you think your parents know nothing. And then when you get married, you start to realize about where they are in terms of what they know. You get it in the middle, but it's
It's closer to 22 so far, and I can let you know how much longer it goes on.
very good. But someone once told me that a little bit but I think it's very, very to the point, right? You go from they know everything, they know nothing to okay, I think my parents are somewhere in the middle. But that's what he's saying. He's saying is very often children, so he's talking now about stage two, where children think that they know better than their parents and that their parents are wrong and their parents don't know anything. And he says, Mm-hmm. He says, children always want to justify what they're doing. Children always believe that they're doing things correctly. And so if the adults are holding them accountable, it's because the adults don't realize. And you see this many times. I'm not talking about where a child, knows that they did something wrong, but very often a child doesn't even realize. That's a lot of the problems come because child doesn't even realize what they're doing, why they're doing it. And it looks like my parents are mean. My parents are so strict with me that they always yell at me. They're always telling me I do things wrong, right? So that's what sticks with the child, even though most parents are pretty mostly positive. But what sticks with a human being is the negative. And so we remember the negative. And so the children always think the parents are being mean and being tough with them. He says, but a son who has true understanding about whom it says that the fear of Hashem is his treasure, he's not going to imagine that this is the case. He won't feel this way. He's always going to give his parents the benefit of the doubt. And although I would say that this sounds like he's directing this at a teenager, I would even venture to say he could be talking to 40-year-olds who look at their parents and think that their parents are losing a step, or their parents are making mistakes. And that there's a certain path. No, that's the wrong word. That there's room. That's the point. There's room for a person. Take the approach of, you know what, maybe my parents still have a little bit more information than I do. And if there's still a lack of understanding, that's because we don't have all the information. Make your ears like a hopper which is basically the tube that gets the grain when you drop the grain into the grinder. So you make your ear basically to soak up the words of Tekacha. That basically, these are opportunities for you to do better, and you should utilize those opportunities. Don't deviate from whatever they tell you, right or left. Even if it seems like they're telling you that what's left is right, even if it seems like they're telling you something that obviously is wrong, and you think that they don't get it, but you should rather give them the benefit of the doubt. And by the way, that is part of Kibbutz Avein. That is going to fall under that mitzvah. A son has an obligation to be a son who is mezakeh, a father. So we're talking now about a parent who is older in life. So we're talking now about a son that moved out and a son that supports themselves and that they should also still continue to be mezakeh, the parent. How? You should do whatever you can to relocate your parents to Eretz Yisrael. I guess nowadays we might put in an asterisk here and write or Florida. And then after they pass away, you should be mechabed them. You should learn Torah in their schos. You should visit the keder. You should daven. Whatever you could do to arrange their menucha, whether it's the burial or whether it's post-burial, to lift up their neshama, that's what you should do for the rest of your life. Even if it's many years after the Patira, a person should continue to try to do things to benefit the neshama. He said, these are the ways that sons and fathers should follow in order to bring honor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the father has this obligation to educate the children. And remember, we said last time that it's chanaychanar al pidarkai. Don't train your child. Don't try to educate your child based on what you think is best for you and will make you look good or bad, but rather do what's really best for the child. And from the child's perspective, be receptive to the message that your parents give you and give them the benefit of the doubt. And even if you are convinced 100% that they're wrong, let's say your Rav even told you they're wrong, but the way to react is it still has to be b'chavad and b'nachas. You can't lash out at them. You can't disgrace them. Even if you have to somehow disagree with them, it has to be b'nachas. And with that, we end the topic of Bain. Tomorrow, we will start the topic of Bas. Amir Tz Hashem.